The Left Boycotts SoulCycle Over Owner's Trump Fundraiser. By Joshua Kaplan on August 7, 2019. Fitness chain SoulCycle and its parent company, Equinox, are facing a boycott from customers following a report that their billionaire owner is planning to hold a high-dollar fundraiser for President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. Stephen Ross, one of the country's most successful real estate developers, will host a fundraiser for the president at his residence in the Hamptons on Friday, according to the Washington Post. Tickets for the event cost $100,000 apiece, the publication said. In response to the report, left-wing activists and Hollywood stars say they are canceling their memberships at SoulCycle and Equinox. Shannon Coulter, founder of the Grab Your Wallet movement that boycotts retailers selling Trump-related products, kicked off the boycott on Wednesday, tweeting, "This Friday the SoulCycle and Equinox fitness chairman is throwing a fundraising lunch for Donald Trump's 2020 presidential campaign. Tickets are $100,000 each." Adding to the list, March for Our Lives organizer Cameron Caskey said he will need a SoulCycle replacement in New York City as news of the fundraiser made the rounds on social media. Television producer Morgan J. Freeman tweeted, "Fuck it Equinox and fuck it SoulCycle and fuck the racist cretin. Clear? Hey at Equinox, what's your policy for canceling memberships once a member finds out your owner is enabling racism and mass murder?" Comedian Billy Eichner tweeted. CNN commentator Keith Boykin declared, "Any gym that's raising money for a racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic bigot won't be getting my money." Progressive documentary filmmaker Michael Moore quipped. Model Christine Teigen piled on. "Welp. Bye-bye at SoulCycle. Won't miss ya," tweeted actress Sophia Bush. Ross, who is also the owner of the Miami Dolphins, caught flack from wide receiver and anthem kneeler Kenny Stills for the fundraiser. "You can't have a nonprofit with this mission statement then open your doors to Trump," Stills tweeted. SoulCycle issued a statement in response to the backlash, saying in no way does it endorse the fundraiser, nor does it have any involvement with it. "Consistent with our policies, no company profits are used to fund politicians," the company said in a statement. It then stated Ross is a passive investor in the company and is not involved in its management. Ross Company, the related Gaz, purchased Equinox in 2005, and he sits on its board of directors.